Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not once, but twice. All right? That is huge. And to stop Atlanta twice on fourth down was a big deal. When you get a defense that does that, you can have big hammers, little hammers. Mitchell Schwartz is already here. You're able to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. All right. That was some hammer time football. And Andy Reid, here's a fun one. His 131st win as head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs in the regular season. His total with Philadelphia, 130. So, 14 years, he got 130. He's in just barely into his 12th, and he's got 131 here. So we'll talk with Coach here in just a little bit about it. And then amazingly, 24 straight games, the Chiefs have gone and not given up 28 points or more. That's the fourth best since the year 2000. It's just incredible what they have done. A reminder, we're here at Hy-Vee, and you can score the savings with Hy-Vee. Your Hy-Vee Fuel Plus Perk Saver Card, the more we score, the more you save. Now, 22 points last night, that means, right, if you spend $22, you can save 22 off on your Fuel Saver card here at Hy-Vee. So make sure you score the savings with Hy-Vee the day or night after a game. There's a lot of folks shopping here in Shawnee. Before we go to Coach, since he's here already, I want to introduce to you now, and I'll reintroduce to him later, the guy who is the Iron Man of the Kansas City Chiefs in his history, 7,894 consecutive snaps, okay? That's really hard to do. But Mitchell Schwartz with us tonight, Kansas City Chiefs All-Pro tackle.
Good to be here. Thank you.
It's great to have you here, and that Brooke let you out of the house a little bit. But a new daddy, we're going to get into all that in the second half of the show. But just your thoughts on this team figuring out ways to win. You played in this league a long time, and just to be able to figure out and play no Trump Bridge, how big is that to get this done?
Yeah, win's a win. There are some wins you feel better about and some wins you don't. You know, we felt pretty good about that first win. The last couple maybe didn't feel so good about, but it's better being 3-0 than 1-2, or, I mean, a toe away from 0-3 potentially. So I'm excited for the rest of the year. I think we've shown a lot of good stuff already. The consistency is not totally there, but I think in the areas that are needed to be more consistent, we're improving. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing in the next few days, the improvement this week from the previous one and kind of building on that. And even, I mean, Pat talked about it. He alluded to it. He has some things he needs to be better at. And when the best guy in the NFL admits that, everyone looks within themselves and says, you know, I probably have some stuff I need to improve on too. So it's great to have leadership like that. And, you know, whenever he talks, whenever Travis talks, whenever Coach talks, you can tell how well run everything is and why all the guys buy in and why they keep improving every year.
You played with Patrick in the same huddle. What do we take for granted about the guy? I ask Coach about it all the time, but he's truly remarkable. But when you see greatness on a regular basis, it's easy to go, well, that's I mean, we just, I don't think we fully appreciate the dude.
No, I don't think so. And I think when you're looking at the NFL this season, you look at quarterbacks that are playing awesome. I mean, Geno Smith, everyone's talking about Malik Willis and what he's doing. And you can see these quarterbacks that are in schemes that are very friendly towards them. That's not diminishing. I mean, Geno's probably been the best quarterback over three games. But you look at Malik and what he's done, what Jordan Love did, C.J. Stroud last year. There are some quarterbacks who thrive in systems that aren't necessarily the highest level of offensive football in terms of putting everything on the quarterback's plate. And we put everything on Pat's plate. You know, this is not an offense that I think you throw a quarterback into and say, yeah, this is QB friendly and this is going to be really easy. You're every team's Super Bowl every single week. We saw that the Falcons, this was their most important game since 2017, whenever that, you know, kind of hype train was going into the game. It's just another game for us. And so you're facing every team's best shot, and he's the guy that's got to shoulder that load every week. We've seen a lot of moving parts over the last few years, seen a decline in some of the skill positions, obviously, as he's making the money he is, and we're paying Chris Jones, and we're paying certain guys on defense, guys up front on the offensive line. And so I think he just has to do the most in the NFL. He's the best at it. And, you know, sometimes if there are other things around you that aren't going as smoothly, it can make you look worse than maybe you need to. So I would think if you dropped him into a, you know, Kyle Shanahan offense, Sean McVay offense, he might break every NFL record there is, because, you know, those offenses are geared for helping out quarterbacks, making it a little bit easier. Coach Reed is able to open up everything he can ever dream of because of a guy like Pat, and he knows he's going to make it right. So, yeah, it's impressive, and I do think we take it for granted.
Again, Mitchell Schwartz, our guest tonight. We're going to reintroduce him after we talk to Coach. I just want to get the score of the big savings right. Score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Shop Hy-Vee the night or day after a game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to this Chiefs score, 22, last night. And based on the amount you spend, 22. If the Chiefs score 22 points, you save 22 cents a gallon with any $22 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. No matter how we score, defense, offense, or a whole bunch of biker field goals, which he keeps nailing those. Anyway, some restrictions apply. See store for details. We're going to let our live crowd get your picture taken with Mitchell here tonight. But when we come back, we're going to check in with the guy that now has more wins as a Kansas City Chiefs head coach than he did as the Philadelphia Eagles head coach. Kind of fun. Andy Rhea. We'll be back with Coach after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
1:31 to go, third quarter. Kansas City, third down and seven at the Atlanta 13. Chiefs by two, but the red zone has been a problem tonight. Chiefs have been close. Mahomes in the pocket, throws it left. Caught Juju Smith-Schuster, angling left, fire, diving, touchdown! Kansas City, welcome back to the Chiefs' kingdom and the end zone. Juju Smith-Schuster on a 13-yard crosser.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, Juju Smith-Schuster. And welcome, Chiefs, to the 3-0. Got a great, I mean, our geeks are here tonight, right? Yeah. Snowstorm Sandy. Weird wife is here tonight by herself during rutting season. That is just so odd. Cowboy Bob is here with the best man cave in the history of world and his hammer. Autograph geek. Yellow Froman's out of costume. So this is like Clark Kent sitting there, but you know Superman's in there somewhere. The Redcoaters here tonight. All right, on with Hey Hey Paula. And the Kingdom cul-de-sac. That's what we're calling him right here. This whole cul-de-sac. The Kingdom cul-de-sac. So great to have all of you out here tonight. It's also great to have this young man with us tonight. Again, 7,894 consecutive snaps. Okay, not games, but that'd be a butch snaps. He never missed a snap, and I still see him. We've talked about this before in Tennessee. I still see him coming off the field. And I would keep track every week of where he was at on the snap-o-meter because it was the best in the NFL at the time. And I saw him come off the field. I go, this is it. This snaps the streak. But he has never broken the streak in our hearts. All-pro offensive tackle Mitchell Schwartz.
Thank you. The introductions keep getting better, so thank you.
Well, it happens with time,
yes.
Right? But, man, I do still see that. But let me – something else I see, and it was an incredible moment when we unfurled the banner for our fourth Super Bowl championship on the opening night and that victory over the Baltimore Ravens. But what was cool – and when I saw the rehearsal a couple weeks prior to that and what we're going to do, I was very excited because all four Super Bowls would be represented and they would have a banner on the field. But then they chose someone to represent from that team to kind of unfurl the banner. Bobby Bell did it, right, for Super Bowl IV. But for Super Bowl 54, they chose Mitchell Schwartz.
Yeah, that was cool. That was It was an honor for sure. I didn't know it was honestly going to be that whole spectacle. I knew I was going to be holding the trophy. I didn't know exactly what it would entail. But I'm glad it was. I'm glad you were able to lead that. I'm glad with the thunder and the lightning we were still able to do it because that was a pretty cool moment. And, you know, obviously from the player perspective, after we won the first one, there weren't a ton of fans in the audience the next year to do that. So it was cool to be part of that.
But how cool was it that, in a sense, and did you feel this, that you were representing every one of your teammates of that squad?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's I didn't realize the way winning a Super Bowl would change, you know, my life and kind of the way things unfolded. I started in Cleveland, so that wasn't as realistic of an opportunity, unfortunately. But, you know, coming here, going to the playoffs, going as deep as we did, it's a goal. It's something that's always, you know, trying to be attainable. I realized how much outside influence you needed to help that with, you know, certain number 15 and 87 and all those guys to help you out. But, yeah, it the Super Bowl changed our lives. It kind of cemented our decision to stay in Kansas City. So, yeah, holding that trophy, I mean, you think about the team, think about, you know, some of the jerseys I got on my, you know, basement wall of the guys I played with. And, you know, a guy like Wisniewski who came in that season and kind of solidified the left guard position for us. And I think we had a great, you know, Super Bowl and playoff run from the offensive line perspective. And he was a big piece of that. So just you kind of remember those little things. Seeing Chet Henne on the field, got to see, you know, Blake Bell, Carlos Dunlap, who I played against a lot. I didn't get to play with. He was after my time. But, yeah, it's a special event. And I was really honored to be able to hold that trophy.
It was very cool, and I was so glad that number 71 was representing the Super Bowl 54 team. It's been a pretty good run here for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brother, because you have a new daughter. Of course, your gorgeous wife. She's awesome. A lot of you know I've met Brooke. She's been at previous shows. But to be a daddy now, and as Scotty, your little girl, what's that been like?
It's been cool. It's a large learning curve. you know, Brooke is incredible in every aspect, but being a mom, it's been really great to see. And I feel like I'm usually the prepared one. In this case, she's the prepared one in terms of just knowing everything. Oh, she's got this. Oh, we got this product. Like, everything is just kind of handled. If something pops up, Brooke knows about it. So, yeah, it's a large learning curve for me, and I'm someone that a little more black and white, a little more, you know, kind of rigid and inflexible. Can't do that when you have a kid at home. You know, you got to keep they keep you on your toes. You got to go with the flow. Understand, you know, you're on her schedule now. So that's been a lot of fun too, to just kind of learn what she wants, what she needs. You know, make sure she's happy, and basically all you got to do is feed them and make sure they're sleeping.
Have you started saving for the wedding yet? Because I know it's going to be like 25 years, but I'd start real soon. Okay, we had some dads out here that have.
Yeah. I'm hoping that wedding culture has changed by then, and you know it's
seven figures by then.
Oh man, I know it's going to be insane.
There'll be an offensive and defensive coordinator by that time.
I know. Yeah, it's nuts, but no, just we'll see what that brings us down the road. Obviously, just hope she's happy and doing well.
It's fun, and with now flag football exploding for girls, it is. We're covered with the largest network here, but a lot of the states that are represented listening to us tonight are starting state associations of girls flag. It's pretty cool, so get her ready.
Yeah, if she has my body type, you know, she might not be agile enough to pull that off. But if she has Brooks, then, you know, she might have some athleticism.
We're going for it. Let's jump into this football team a little bit and the offensive line. I've been dying to talk to you about this because the offensive line is really kind of an interesting, I don't want to say eclectic, but maybe eclectic group so far this year. But at the tackle position, Juwan Taylor in his second year where he used to play. And then at left tackle, we've seen Wanye play last night. Kingsley Suamaitia played the first 2 weeks. Your assessment as you've been able to review it?
I think last night was the best we've seen the offensive line. You know, I broke down some of Kingsley's plays against Baltimore, most of the pass plays, and a lot of good stuff. He gets to his spot well. He's got the athleticism you need to play tackle in the NFL. When he's using his hands and using his leverage correctly, it looks fantastic. I mean, it looks like what a franchise left tackle is supposed to look like. It's just when he doesn't, he tends to lose pretty quickly right now, and it's hard when that's happening, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a game. You know, in the Baltimore game, he really only allowed, you know, in terms of true pressure, I'm doing quotes here, you know, 2 or 3 of them. But if you are watching it and you're looking at how he's losing, how quickly Pat's getting rid of the ball is a huge aspect of that. You know, there was a lot more on tape that was a little alarming that you're worried about going up against Trey Hendrickson. And unfortunately, I mean, Trey's a great player. And the thing that Trey does best is collapsing the outside arm, getting the corner, which happens to be the thing right now that Kingsley does the worst. So it was just a bad matchup for him in terms of going up against a guy that is able to expose, you know, what's purely a technique flaw. I would say that that's coachable. That's something he's going to improve on. And it's something that I think he's still going to be, you know, the long-term answer left tackle for us. I do think there were some other things offensive line-wise. You know, the rest of the guys, the first couple games, I don't think we're playing up to their standards in pass protection. I think Pat was getting hit too much. I think that's kind of bled into everything else in terms of the way the offense looked, because that first quarter and a half, we were humming against Baltimore. Looked crisp, looked awesome. Offense had an identity. Everyone was flying. I think I tweeted at the time, like, Pat's starting to, you know, the offensive line is starting to let him get hit too much, and it's going to catch up to us. And sure enough, you know, last play of the first half, there was the interception. Feels the pocket coming in, tries to make a play. Those are the things that happen when you get hit over and over, and that's why offensive line-wise, you know, we obviously want to protect the guy at all costs, but early in the game, you have to protect the quarterback. It's not just Pat. It's any quarterback. You have to protect them early in the game so they feel confident and they feel like they can operate the offense and operate it at, you know, the tempo and the rhythm that it's supposed to. And now the too high thing, and we understand how defenses play us. Well, to throw deep now, you're going to have to take time to do that. You know, it's not one-on-one matchups. You know, he tried to expose that last week against Cincy to Xavier Worthy, having to be an interception. You know, the chatter after, it seemed like they kind of put it a little bit more on X than they did on Pat. Now, it was a quick play where the tackles are cutting, so we had to throw the ball. But, you know, potentially young guy kind of understanding what Pat needs and how to go up and get the ball. You just don't get too many of those opportunities, you know. So if you do want to attack down the field, if you do want to go see more of 2019, 2020, 2021, you're going to have to hold up in protection. And last night was the best step forward. But, you know, I think all those guys would admit that, you know, collectively quarterback was getting hit a little too much.
And we'll see if Bosa plays this week for the Chargers, but Khalil Mack will play, so here you go again. Let's go back earlier in your career. Let's take the 2012, man. You're getting to play a little bit like Kingsley, like you're out of the start of this in your career. But how terrifying is it? Let's be honest, because you lay out the intricacies of playing O-line. I always tell fans, if you go to camp, you all want to watch Pat throw to Kels. You'll see that all year. Go watch O-line, D-line. Watch the intricacy that's involved there because it really you win and lose games. But Kingsley, as a, let's say Trey Hendrickson, did you have someone in your career early on you're like, oh, my gosh, I got to try to figure it out against this guy?
Yeah, I mean, everyone has guys like that. I mean, I remember my first season, I think it was game 6 or 7, the game finally slowed down enough for me to, like, see defensive alignments. Like, oh, the defensive end's tighter. Maybe he's going inside. Oh, I can see the safety rotation. Like, that stuff that I prided myself on, I think I did great for the majority of my career, did great in college. But your first few games of the NFL, man, things are coming at you fast, and you're going to just hold on for dear life. And again, I spotlighted it. Kingsley was seeing that kind of stuff in week one on Thursday Night Football against the Baltimore Ravens in this huge matchup. He showed a lot of great stuff. He showed awareness. There wasn't a time where he looked overmatched or panicked. You know, you see offensive tackles who don't trust themselves. They take these really poor sets that they're worried about what's going to happen. He didn't do any of that stuff. So, you know, mentally, I think it was all there in terms of the comfort level, in terms of, you know, him feeling and looking like he belonged. So I definitely understand where it's coming from. My second year, I actually played way worse than my first year, especially early in the season. I think I gave up 3 sacks in week one against Cam Wake, Miami Dolphins. Then I gave up 2 sacks in week 2 against Baltimore. I gave up technically 1 sack against Minnesota. I'm going to claim the quarterback was too deep on that one. But I got better. I gave up 6 sacks the first 3 games and got better. And I think if, you know, the coaches had benched me at that point, it probably would have crushed me mentally. And I don't know what my career would have looked like now. Mm. I was on Cleveland. We weren't, you know, needing to win every game the way that we do here. So things were handled a little differently. I think my, you know, O-line coach went to bat for me. You know, we didn't have someone as good as Wanya to kind of step in there as well, which is part of it. But yeah, so I definitely understand and sympathize with where he is right now. You know, because it's technique based, and this is what I did. You go back to your baseline, like go back to your technique, trust it. Coach Hack teaches fundamentals that apply to any position, that apply to any pass blocking rep, you know, all that stuff. It's about where you put your hands and it's about leverage. And if those two things are where they need to be, you're likely going to win your block. And again, he does it awesome 70-80% of the time. Just to be a starting left tackle in the league, it needs to be, you know, 95% of the time, and that's the learning curve for a young player.
Especially when you're the palace guards guarding the boy king, right?
Absolutely.
It's one thing to defend just a quarterback or the best quarterback to play in a winningest quarterback in his first 100 games. Mitchell Schwartz with us tonight. You see why he's an awesome guest. The intricacies of playing this position. We'll be back with more from number 71 after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee, the Hy-Vee in Shawnee. All right, it's Shawnee Mission Parkway in Flom. Great store. I don't know how many of you, we love these. This is the Kingdom Bundle. This is perfect for football and coming up with more games at all levels for your tailgate. 4 burgers, 4 chops, 4 brats, and 4 chicken breasts, just $30. And they've got them back here in the store in Shawnee toward the back from our location here. But anyway, that Kingdom Bundle is fantastic. This week, staying on the road, and we're going to go play the Bolts, the Chargers. Jim Harbaugh, he's back, and he's, remember him as Captain Comeback, as a quarterback, and beat us when he was the Colts quarterback in 1995. Anyway, we're going to go face him this week, and it's time to take our 3-0 team out there. He's got the Chargers playing very physical. He wants to make them the Ravens of the AFC West. And it's time to put the hammer down. And this is just in. This is breaking news involving the Chargers because, speaking of the hammer, the NFL has suspended Chargers safety Derwin James Jr. Some think their best defensive player. He and Kelsey always have some get-togethers. And it doesn't go quite so well. But anyway, Derwin James Jr. suspended for 1 game for repeated violations of playing rules intended to protect the health and safety of players, including during Sunday's game against the Steelers. Now, is that suspension this week? I don't know, but we'll watch the injury report as well for the Chargers very closely. On Wednesday, they had a street fight in their loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Chiefs are 3-0. Yeah. We're figuring out ways to win. And we're going to figure out a way to win against the Chargers. Next week, we'll be in Olathe at 119th and Ridgeview. So join us. We'll have a current player on the show. Thanks for coming out tonight. So many people have date night here. I appreciate it. On the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.